Forward by Stephen Kirkpatrick. Accusation is the unperceived catalyst for this dramatic narrative of humanity on trial. Job is framed by an accusation that his self-invested allegiance to God will evaporate if exposed to adversity. Job is unaware that this wager against his integrity has taken place. Having endured intense and variegated psychological and physical suffering, Job nevertheless retains a steadfast belief in his innocence. This is expressed by his insistence on being told the rationale for his suffering in the face of friends who interrogate him for secret transgressions, even as they assert the righteousness of God, by contrast to Job's seeming audacious lament. The story of Job concludes enigmatically, without any explanation for Job, other than an overwhelming and irrefutable display of life's complexity. The presumptive theological posturing of Job's friends is answered emphatically by the restoration of Job's dignity, so affirming his unswerving faith, while Job remains unaware of the wager made with his life. The perplexity pervading this scene is perennial within the diverse trials of humanity, and is replicated in the innocence of numerous people who believe, frequently in the face of questioning, while their trials are played out in a seeming wager behind their backs. Chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said,
"It may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts."
Thus did Job continually. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan,
"Whence comest thou?"
Then Satan answered the Lord and said,
"From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it."
And the Lord said unto Satan,
"Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?"
Then Satan answered the Lord and said,
"Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face."
And the Lord said unto Satan,
"Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand."
So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said,
"The oxen were ploughing, and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee."
While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said,
"The fire of God has fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee."
While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said,
"The Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee."
While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said,
"Their sons and their daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great